For those of us who remember Conjunction Junction, or I'm Just a Bill, it's Schoolhouse Rock Live, and it's in Chicago. And we are so excited to have in our studio two of the stars, Teresa LaGamba and Emily Goldberg. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, tell us, many of us know about Schoolhouse Rock. We all watched it growing up as kids, but you guys are very young. How did you know about Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah, I grew up with it a little. You know, I only knew the big ones. I'm like so embarrassed to say that to everyone, you know. Yeah. But I only know the big ones, like Conjunction Junction and I'm Just a Bill.
That is the one
that I really remember growing up with. You know, seeing it on the TV on like Saturdays.
Yeah. And, it was kind of like learning made fun.
Yeah. And they're so smart. I mean, how they teach kids in such a, you know, catchy phrases and songs, and it's so smart to do that. We should teach kids things like that.
Yeah, and it's really ingrained if you use the music.
Yeah, because think you know, it's funny. I always remark, or I always remember how you knew every song growing up. You know all the lyrics, but you couldn't remember, you know, a chemical equation or an algebraic formula.
Yeah.
But yet you knew all the words to a certain song. So it's kind of smart to use these mnemonic devices.
Yeah,
exactly. That's how I learned the states as well.
Me too.
Is it really?
It wasn't Schoolhouse Rock, but it was a song. Yeah.
All the capitals?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I still remember it.
Uh-huh.
This day, probably.
Exactly.
Maybe not.
Can you recite it all for us? No, I'm kidding.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, da-na-na.
Yeah, and then there's a few more, but
those are the only states.
I can listen, because I'm going to go, oh, wait, what did I forget? Maine. You always forget Maine.
Yes,
right?
Yes, that Maine sneaks up on you.
Right. All right, so tell me about each of your characters in Schoolhouse Rock Live.
Yeah, so I played Dory. There are only four characters in the show, and essentially they're just three kids, you know, that are in the mind of a teacher.
Yeah, with the brain people.
Okay.
Yeah, with the brain people.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And so Dory is just kind of like a rock star. She's just really excited to be there and help and move things along. And she's just our director. She's the independent woman of the
yeah, of course.
of the group. She's just kind of really excited to get you going. She's like the life, I think.
Yeah. Okay, Emily, your character.
So I play Shuli, and she is really goofy, maybe a little bit slow. We like to say slowly but Shuli. She just like takes a while to catch on to things, but she has such a warm heart, and she's ecstatic about learning and sharing the knowledge with all the kids. I'd say she's probably the child of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the sweeter, more naive.
Naive.
One,
yeah. Right, yeah. Think.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you guys get interested in theater and performing?
Well, I have been singing since I was really little. When I was like seven or eight, in the beginning, when you start school, you know, you sing America the Beautiful, and you like say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I remember just like I loved singing America the Beautiful. I just like loved doing that every day. And I had a friend that went to voice lessons, and one day my mom was like, hey, we hear you singing in the shower. Our neighbor heard you singing in the shower. That's actually how it happened. Our neighbor heard you singing in the shower, and she said, you know, you might be onto something. And I was like, I would love to take voice lessons. So I started with voice lessons, and so I've been singing since I was 8. And then in high school, I found musical theater, and that's when everything kind of clicked. I was like, oh, you can do both. You can do lots. You can use your whole body.
Yeah, absolutely.
For this. So high school, we had a really cool theater department, really cool teachers. That really moved us along, and
that's very cool.
Got me going. Yeah.
It's good to start young and have like mentors and who inspire you at a young age. You too, Emily? That's how you got into it?
Kind of. I did choir and all that, like in grade school, and I loved singing. And I would I didn't really fit in much when I was a kid, so I like tried the sports camp thing, which was a major fail, horrible idea. But like I tried a lot of things, and I just like didn't really make many friends or feel like I was good at anything. And but I loved singing, and I loved, like most kids probably went home and watched like cartoons. I would go home and watch like Into the Woods, like the VHS, or I'd watch Oklahoma or Oliver. I'd just watch all these
musicals. Yeah.
And eventually there was a posting in my hometown, Oak Park, at Village Players Theater for Oliver, and my mom knew I loved it, and she was like, you're going to audition for this. And I was so anxious, but I got cast, and that is what started it, because then I just started doing show after show after show, and I was like, oh, I fit in with the weird kids,
And now you can look at all of them and say, I'm sorry, do you know who I am?
Okay.
I'm starring in a major Broadway and Chicago musical on stage. No, but to that, you're both local. You're both, you know, from the area.
Yeah.
How cool is it to be on stage and your family can come, your friends, people see you? Is it just like an exhilarating type feeling?
Yeah. So I'm actually from Pittsburgh, but I came here for college. So I've been here for 7 years.
So it's your adopted hometown.
Yeah. I live here. You know, I'm here. So it is, with that being said, my family that I've made here, my community, our community, it's really wonderful to say, like, you want to come to a show at the Broadway Playhouse on Saturday morning? That downtown?
What a feeling.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It feels great. It feels, it's really gratifying.
It's pretty neat.
Who should go see Schoolhouse Rock?
Everyone.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say
the
that.
The children. For the adults, it's just so nostalgic, and they're always singing along, dancing along. Like, when the Bill song starts,
I love that.
The music begins, and they just start cheering.
It's been in my head all day. Now it's going to be in my head for the rest of the week. Do you like that as performers? When people are like, oh, and they're kind of singing along?
Well, it depends on the show. I'd say for this show, we love it.
Okay.
We love the audience participation. We go into the audience at different times. You know, we want them to clap. We love when they sing. I'd say if it was, like Sondheim or something, you wouldn't want people to sing along in the audience. But for this, we love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
The energy from knowing that they're waiting for something and then being able to give that to them feels really cool.
For our first show, actually, for opening, we had some, I think it was like inner city schools, and we had we had some kids who had learned it in class, and they were just like every single song, they knew every word, they were shouting it. It was beautiful. Like, it made our director cry.
You guys are like the young Hamilton. Like, everybody goes and knows all the words. For real. They're going to be playing it out.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Our poster is right next to the Hamilton poster. They're pretty much the same thing.
Pretty much equivalent.
Yeah.
Baby steps. That's your next role.
Yeah. The schools are the best, though.
When
Saturdays and Sundays they're wonderful, too. The kids are with their parents, and they're enjoying like a lovely weekend day event with their families. But the school,
it's so
I've worked with
Emerald
City for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so when the school groups come in, they're on a field trip, you know. And so not only are they jazzed from that, but they're also learning, and it's the feeling you get from a group of kids in a school is different,
it's
I think.
It's pretty invigorating, I'd say. Yeah.
And
yeah.
What do you want people to take away from the musical when they go see you? You want them to have a good time and learn a little bit, but people of all ages, it sounds like, can come see the play and the musical.
Yeah, I think that's something that I try when I was, you know, reading the script and like playing with the music. Not only, it's really cool to have fun when you're learning something, you know?
Right. It's
and
true.
So I
yeah.
think that's, I think that's the coolest part of this show, you know, at the end of the show, we're all just like, well, we just want to keep singing and learning. And so I think that's something to just remember and to instill in the kids, you know, it's
learning
really fun to learn.
Yeah. Exactly.
As an adult, it's really fun to learn, you know?
You guys seem like you have a lot of fun. Do I want to know what goes on backstage, or is this kind of,
we have a good time.
I love this cast. And we've had a few Dories, and I've loved all of them very much.
Yes, and I'm sharing the role of Dory with a good friend of ours, Eliza Morris.
She
does the weekdays, and I do the weekends.
Yeah,
and
nice.
So, so it's not just my role, you know? There have been so many.
Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Finding Dory.
I love it. Yeah, you tied that in,
Dory.
Too. That's next. Finding Dory and then Hamilton. Finding Dory the musical, then Hamilton.
You got it.
I have your whole career planned out.
Potato, potato. It's the same thing.
Well, congratulations on both of your successes, and get out there and see Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Thank you both to Teresa Lagamba, who plays Dory, and Emily Goldberg, who plays Shuli. And it's Schoolhouse Rock Live Broadway in Chicago. It is at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place through August 14th. Go see it.